Welcome back. You're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Now, if you've just joined us, we're discussing the Kedah Penang water dispute. Can the impasse be broken? And would a resolution lead to a more sustainable and ethical approach to managing natural resources? Let's discuss. As Piara Pakaran joins us on the show now, he's the president of the Association of Water and Energy Research Malaysia. Good evening, Piara. What do you make of the Kedah Penang water dispute? Now, do you think, I'm just wondering what you think is at the heart of this issue, beyond all these outrageous threats that we've seen make headlines?
Well, I think the issue is quite simple. We know Penang needs raw water, and they're depending almost 80% from Muda River. Then, on the other hand, Kedah also needs resources to ensure it can protect the catchment areas. And in fact, this is not new. For almost a decade now, we have been proposing a raw water quality-based raw water tariff. And I think if you have heard what the ministry has said, they have come up with this grading system. That's basically what we have suggested. But they have adopted a little bit different by putting four levels that we have proposed for a tariff. So, end of the day, if we are not going to protect the catchment, we're going to have serious consequences, not only for Penang, but Kedah as well. So, the issue is quite simple. We need both the leaders of the state to sit together, resolve their differences, and I'm quite sure they can actually come to a good conclusion.
Piara, is there an argument to be made for, you know, states to go at it alone? For instance, for Penang perhaps to diversify its source of water and or try some other solutions that might make it less dependent on Kedah? Or do you think the future lies in embracing this interdependence and finding a much more sustainable solution?
Well, if we look at Penang itself, now, generally, catchments are at the upstream. And Penang is actually at the downstream of the entire geographic location. So, like it or not, they're going to get the end part of river wherever they're going to look at. There was also a project where Penang is looking at getting raw water from Perak. There was also some disputes there, which in this we have actually supported Perak's request. Perak wants to sell treated water compared to raw water, which is a stand that we stand by. In fact, it was a mistake for Pahang to sell raw water to Selangor, because if they don't do that, they are not going to protect the catchment, and end of the day, the treatment cost is going to go up. So there is an alternative to Penang, but I don't think so we'll be able to take up their high dependency on Muda River.
Okay, so you talked a lot about protecting water catchment areas, Piara, and I'm wondering what is the best way to do that? I mean, beyond just a mission statement of protecting water catchment areas, who should fund this protection? Who should bear the brunt of the opportunity cost lost to developing water catchment areas? How do we think through these complex issues?
Well, there are many proposals and also solutions. Now, the basic thing that we need to look at, as time passes by and the population grows, we need more water, not only for the population demand, but also for the economy to grow. We have at about close to two-thirds of treated water consumption falling into the domestic consumers category, and the balance goes to the non-domestic, which is the commercial and business sector. Now, if we look at the history of Ulu Muda Forest Reserve, at about 1932, at about 105,000 hectares was gazetted. In 2013, it about 1,300 hectares. I mean, it doesn't make sense. In 1932, you have gazetted so much, and, you know, after so long, and you only managed to add a little bit more. And perhaps it's because there's already constrained, a lot of areas has been developed. Now, states will lose income if we are preventing them from developing these areas. That's the reason why we proposed this particular raw water quality-based raw water tariff, where the states get some form of compensation. But this tariff has a carrot and stick approach, where If they continue to provide good quality of water, treatment costs actually will come down. So in this sense, we will actually be able to pay the state more. When they protect the catchment, the quality of raw water starts to increase. On the other end, if state fails to protect the catchment area and the treatment costs start to increase, we will pay a lower level of tariff to the state. End of the day, this cost will be passed on to consumers. But do not have a knee-jerk reaction that this is going to increase tariffs manifold. No, we are talking about few cents per cubic meter. And we are paying at about 50 cents for the first 20 cubic meter, 50 cents to 70 cents. So it's actually not a big amount, but it will actually ensure we have enough water to sustain in the longer run.
Okay, Pierre, can I, sorry, very quickly if I can ask you, I mean, the dispute seems to pivot on one kind of somewhat legalistic position that Penang takes, which is that they already have a deal and that Kedah must honour that deal. But do you think, you know, the critics of that would say, well, in the long term, everybody suffers if they take and hold on to that legalistic position. What's your take on that?
Then my question is, why Kedah is charging 6 cents per cubic meter for the raw water in Penang? If 80% is coming from Kedah, right? So Penang need to be quite general, be very frank. Yes, you are talking about riparian rights, but at the same time, you also must ensure when you as a state, you want to develop, there has been so much of funding for infrastructure, everything coming to Penang. Other states do want to develop as well. But when we prevent them by pushing them to protect the catchment areas, the best way is why can't Penang share the 6 cents that they're collecting? You know, it's actually a cost that they're already imposing to their public in Penang. So I don't think so. If Penang start to, raise the issue that the cost is going to go up, no, it will not. We are talking about small volume, value, which if you take for 20 cubic meter or even 30 or 40 cubic meter, it's not going to give a huge impact. But we will be able to protect the catchment because the benefit for Penang is when you make this deal, you're going to sign a real agreement where you're going to bind Kedah to protect the catchment areas. When they fail to do that, yes, you can take a legal action because they promise you with this rate they're going to protect the catchment. Which are the areas need to be protected? What are the function and roles of Kedah and Penang?
Right.
So if any party to the agreement fails to follow that, then obviously they can go to court.
That's an interesting proposal. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Piara. I appreciate your time. Okay, we're going to be back with more in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.